What's up, guys? Today we'll be talking about the philosophy of life for me and what I think of the universe. Honestly, in Buddhism and Hinduism and Eastern philosophy, they talk about how the past lives exists in reincarnation. I honestly think that reincarnation is something that brings a lot of peace to our minds. I mean, religions throughout time have been pondering the afterlife. Many atheists or nihilists that think that there's no life after this and that they have the whole responsibility of everything that happens in their life might feel a little more stressed out. Although I don't discard the fact that we can create our own reality. We're not completely destined by something. People think that astrology is something that's preordained, or there's a book of life, and the day that we're going to die is completely written down and set in stone. But if I decide to walk in front of a car and get run over, I mean, that's the end of my life, no matter how much astrologically I'm supposed to be healthy. So our decisions play a big, big role in how we feel and evidently what our reality becomes. I've been reading a lot of Tony Robbins, and he talks about how you can take a experience that was a wonderful experience in your life, and you could look at it as if it were a movie, and you put sound on it, and you put a song on it, and you amplify it, and you make it bright, and you make it super fast motion, and you make it super focused, and you could amplify these positive memories in your mind. And the same thing you can do for negative memories. Negative memory, you decrease the focus, make it dark, make it far away, take away the sound. And he also talked about interrupting patterns, and this is worked out in seriously being able to cure people of traumas. So people that have traumatic experiences or have an experience that's really tormenting them in their mind and affecting their, you know, self-esteem, they'll go back to that experience in their mind and they will completely shake it up. They'll put it in fast forward, they put it in rewind, they'll change the song, they'll put psychedelic colors on it, they'll do it super, super fast. And then after doing it for like a minute or 2 minutes, you think about the memory, and suddenly that memory has a completely different effect emotionally and you feel better. So yeah, psychology talks about, you know, nurture versus nature. And so many people, so much time I have spent in my life feeling like it's bad to feel lonely and you have to learn how to be alone. And people are striving to be independent and they're pushing you to be independent. Not all of them, but some of them in my life. And they're like, yeah, you should be able to be alone. And if you have to be with somebody, you're insecure and there's something missing and you're not confident. But that's not true. I realized reading Awaken the Giant Within with Tony Robbins that if you feel lonely, find out the human connection that you're looking for not to feel lonely. Find that person, call people. He says, if somebody doesn't want to be with you, you chase them. So it's beautiful. So I found myself feeling less lonely. I mean, whenever I feel lonely, I message 10 people and whoever messages back comes to me and that void is filled. Social psychology, I took a course in UCLA, a master's degree course at the UCLA Extension Program for Social Psychology, and it told me we are social beings. We are social animals, and if we weren't surrounded by people, we'd go crazy. Ergo, why people, inmates that are in solitary confinement, really, really go crazy. So people are like getting into a little more of like the trans personal psychology, parapsychology and metaphysics. We realize that our whole entire bodies are in vibration. They're in vibration. Solid objects are in vibration at a slower level than air or gas or the energy that inhabits our body as a soul or a spirit, but it's still energy and it's still moving. So that's just like one little concept of metaphysics that I would like to share. And the other one is that we are, as souls living in this material world, and we come down with a purpose. I believe that we choose who, what family to be born into, and where to, in the world to be raised, to fulfill a karma that we are coming to learn a lesson in this lifetime to be able to grow and get to the next level. And we actually have angels and helpers from the other side, from the other dimension, guiding us. My godfather, who's very spiritual, was telling me about how we have a master, and this master always talks to us, and this is the master that tells you don't cross the street before you might get run over. And he says if you stop listening to the master will stop talking to you, which kind of blew my mind. And I was in a group called the Gnostics in Mexico City, and it was this Christian mysticism, and what we talked about was a little bit about aliens, UFO activity, astral projection, mantras, mixing Zen Buddhism, Egyptian mysticism, Kabbalah, Aztec mythology, all these types of spiritual traditions, and we brought it all into one. And what we were practicing were some mantras, and I'll share a little bit of mantras with you that I practice all the time. There's a way to make all of your chakras resonate, and the chakras resonate by using vowel sounds. So the third eye chakra is E, the communication is A, the heart chakra is O, ergo the Om opens up your heart chakra, and it creates mysticism, stimulates it. And then you have your solar plexus, which is O. And believe it or not, your lungs have chakras, so you go, good for people with asthma or smoking problems or just want to have a healthy, you know, respiratory system. And then the sacral chakra has and then the coccyx actually has a chakra which is like an S-ing sound. And I found very, very useful the trilling of the R at a high pitch, like, and focusing on that point between your eyes to be able to develop your clairvoyance. And yeah, in general, that Spanish E, that'll develop your intuition, your third eye. And one great mantra that I use to resonate all of my chakras is Fe-u-in-da-g. It's very fun, and spirituality is a journey. Spirituality is something that is, you're constantly learning. Like what Tony Robbins has taught me is Kanai, is C-A-N-I, constant and never-ending improvement. I was reading Viktor Frankl's Man in Search for Meaning, and it was about the psychiatrist that survived Auschwitz, World War II, Nazi Germany. And he talked about how on the Christmas Eve of one year before the war ended, and the Jews that were prisoners of the Nazi camp of Auschwitz were surely positive that this war would end. And this hope that they had finally came to Christmas, and believe it or not, the war didn't end. So all these people that had this hope completely lost hope and lost a sense of a goal and lost a sense of a purpose. And when they lost this meaning of wanting to attain a goal and having a hope in the future, their immune systems completely dropped. They got sick and they died. What does this say? This says that logotherapy, which is meaning, the therapy of meaning, logotherapy. Logos is meaning. So Viktor Frankl, instead of using Freudian psychoanalysis, which focuses on the subconscious and the sexual stages of the first 3 or 4 years of life and working on the past and having somebody sit on a couch talking about their past and the present. What we talk about in logotherapy with Viktor Frankl is the fact that we could focus on a future goal. We focus on a future goal, which gives us meaning. And Jordan Peterson talks about how meaning, a life of more than a life of happiness, the point and the purpose of life is to find meaning. So you find meaning in the journey, not in the goal. And Tony Robbins talks about how we always have these exterior goal-oriented experiences, which is the exteriors when the goal is like completely accomplished, you get there. And but the meaning and the path is really the inner experience. So I believe so many people are finding pleasure through exterior substances such as marijuana, drugs, sex in excess, shopping, overeating. So honestly, I haven't had a drop of alcohol in 11 years. I haven't done drugs in 11 years. I never did drugs, but I mean, I don't do drugs because it just doesn't work for me. I don't overeat. I don't go shopaholic. But mostly this drinking thing has been super, super crucial to my belief and my understanding of the fact that we are a product of what we intake. And even binge-watching series on Netflix, I feel, is an addiction. So having decided to go on this spiritual path and this spiritual journey of not doing alcohol, not doing any drugs, never did any drugs, but not even indulging in them, it gives me the decision and the obligation to find my self-worth, my fulfillment, and filling the void through interior stimulations. And it could be through doing outside activities, but really I'm talking about the happiness and the fulfillment that you find deep inside your spirit without using the catalysts of other substances. So what kind of things do I do to make myself feel good instead of drinking alcohol? I do things that help me. I read, I dance, I sing, I do positive visualizations, I laugh, I listen to stand-up comedy. So many things you could do. Hang out with my family, make love, hug people, laugh, smile at strangers. There's so many things that you could do. Do exercise. Now, what I'm getting at is that we can really find happiness in the smallest things. My friend was asking me the other day, how do you feel happy? How do you get in such a good mood? And like Tony Robbins said, it's not that I have some magic, it's not that I have a magic power or anything. The way that I get in a good mood is by simply having a goal that motivates me, my purpose, my meaning, like Viktor Frankl was saying. A goal that's inspirational, something that really gets you out of bed in the mornings. So something that I do for my morning routine is that I'll wake up and I'll start thinking, what am I excited about? So I'll say, okay, I'm excited about participating in this wonderful concert. And then I'll say, what about that makes me excited? And I'll say, well, what about that makes me excited is the fact that I'm going to be playing for a wonderful audience. And then it says, well, how does that make me feel? And I said, well, that makes me feel energized, wonderful. Check that one off, excited. And we go to happy. What makes me feel happy? So what makes me feel happy is that I have my parents with me. And I live. I'm like, okay, so what about having your parents with you makes you feel happy? I'm like, well, they love me unconditionally and they're always there for me and I have fun with them. Okay, so how do I feel? How does that make me feel? I feel complete, like a void is filled. Loved. Great. So happy and excited are crossed off. Now we go to grateful. What do I feel grateful about? I'm like, I feel grateful that I'm healthy. Okay, so what about being healthy? Is it that makes you feel grateful? I'm like, okay, well, the fact that I'm healthy, it makes me feel grateful because I could live a wonderful life. I could walk, I could breathe, I could do things that I want to do. I could run, I could walk, I could interact with people on a social level, I could accomplish my goals. How does that make me feel? I feel warm inside. I get that nice warm feeling inside. Okay, so we have happy, excited, and grateful. Next one comes proud. I feel proud of myself. What makes me feel proud? I feel proud of all the accomplishments I've accomplished in my artistic life. I've done High Five Fiesta on Discovery Kids. I've done Grease in the musical play. I've done the movie Maria, the movie F the Prom, the movie Toby Goes to Cannes, the movie Slayer, the movie Sing What It Wins Us. I've done a unitary series called Rosa de Guadalupe in Televisa, Mexico. I've done another series that's a unitary called Como Dice el Dicho. I have recorded my single Light It Up. I've recorded my song Don't Let Me Go in Portuguese, Italian, English, and Spanish. Nunca me largues in Portuguese, niente de niente in Italian. Don't Let Me Go in English, and Nunca me sueltes in Spanish. So you look at all these, and La Bamba with my dad. I recorded that in Abbey Road Studios. So we have a lot of goals in the future, but we sometimes forget our value and everything we've achieved from the past, because we're always focusing on that future goal or what we want, which is good because it gives us meaning, but it's always good to recognize who we are and what we've accomplished. So what am I proud of? All those things. And what about that makes me proud? That I really work hard, that I follow my dreams, and that I do everything possible to make my reality that I desire come true and live my life to the fullest and be happy. So what about, how does that make me feel? It makes me feel over the moon and ecstatic and phenomenal and spectacular, because I'm really living a life of meaning and doing what I love and I'm happy. That's great. And the last part is of the morning routine is what makes me feel, who loves me? So I say my mom loves me, my aunt and uncle love me, my brother loves me, my friends love me, my fans, my Adonatics love me. And I start feeling this overwhelming sense of appreciation and fullness. And I say, why am I lovable? I say, well, I'm lovable because I am a good person. I'm energetic, I'm positive, I empower people, I'm talented, I make people laugh, I'm musical, I entertain people, I dance, I'm in a good mood, I have all these positive qualities, and that's why I'm lovable. So great, awesome, I'm starting my day, I'm having a good time. Now spiritually, we go back to the metaphysics, and we go back to the paranormal and the extrasensory perception. I was talking with my friend the other day, and she's a psychic, and she says that when you look into a mirror, you open a portal, and you're opening a portal to manifestation. So it's very important that every single time you look into a mirror, you feel positive, you get in a positive mood, and you say positive things and positive affirmations, because that is just something that reflects, and the mirror is an amplifier of whatever you're thinking in the mirror. So when I was at a guru seminar course in Los Angeles, California at a hotel. And it was a crazy story because the guru gets us into a room of about 200 people. And he puts on this music from India, and it's really, really spiritual. And he comes out, he has long white hair, wearing a long white linen outfit with sandals and a big lapis lazuli just on his neck. And he comes around us and he says, "Hello everybody, how are we doing?" We're like, "We're great." He's like, "I want you to repeat after me." And we're like, "Okay." He says, "I love myself." We go, "I love myself." He goes, "I love the world." He goes, "I love the world." We say, "I forgive myself." We go, "I forgive myself." And he goes, "I forgive the world. I forgive the world." And he goes, "Ha ha." We go, "Ha ha." He goes, "Ha ha ha ha." We go, "Ha ha ha ha." And then he goes, "Ha ha 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 ha." We go, "Ah ha 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 ha." And before we know it, literally 200 people are cracking up laughing in the room at the same time. And it was one of the most marvelous, magical, mystical experiences of my life, because these feelings that we get of social inclusion and social cohesion and bringing people together. We feel it in a church. We feel it in rock concerts, musical concerts. We feel it when we go to a stand-up comedy club. And we feel it when we go to these powerful seminars like Tony Robbins. I mean, when we feel that we're feeling an emotion that is the same thing that everybody else around us is feeling, it amplifies. And just speaking of amplifying, when you look into that mirror, be positive. Tell yourself positive things. Reaffirm yourself. Be sure of yourself. Smile. Just by smiling, if you put a pencil in between your mouth for 2 minutes and you start smiling, you will be sending messages from your outer physiology to your brain and to your internal mechanism that you are happy. So if you start running, if you want to change your state, just get moving. Dance around. Act like you're dancing. Just start dancing. Start moving around. Act like you just won the lottery. Sing. Jump up and down. Laugh. Go like, yeah, all right. And before you know it, you're already starting to feel good. It's like, stand up straight. You'll feel the difference. Smile. Bring your head up. Changing your physiology changes the way you feel. And that's about it for today, guys. Thank you for tuning in to The Adon Show, and I will see you on the next podcast. I love you all. Blessings. Have a lovely day or night. Bye-bye.